I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth, and in this video, I'm going to be talking to you about my ex is looking for hookups. Okay, well, after a breakup, a lot of times we hear that our ex is dating new people, they get on dating sites, they're dating somebody new, and it is so painful because it can be very, very difficult to imagine your ex being intimate with somebody else. And I understand. I mean, I've been there, and I know that feeling just leaves you kind of feeling devastated because in some ways you kind of thought, well, I always pictured us together, and the idea of them being with somebody else is just unbearable. And everybody has their own thoughts and feelings about this, okay? Some people have this mindset of, well, if my ex is intimate with somebody else, that's it, I'm done. Okay, that's a personal decision. For me, it's not so black and white. I mean, if you really love somebody and your relationship wasn't working and they decide to explore other people, if you really love them, are you really going to allow that to stop you from trying to repair things with them? I mean, like I said, it's a personal decision and some people would say yes, but I mean, what is the alternative? You date new people, right? If you date new people, they've been with who knows how many people. The next person you date has a history. They could even be currently intimate with somebody else, right? So, I mean, it's not so black and white, I think. And it's a personal decision on how you're going to let that affect you or if you get your ex back. Now, of course, if you find out that they wind up being intimate with 50 different people after your breakup, that might be enough for you to say, okay, I can't deal with that. But maybe if, you know, they start dating somebody new that they really like and they thought it was going to go somewhere meaningful, as painful as it may be, consider the other alternative. You dating new people who may have a more promiscuous past, if that bothers you, or that they might be currently intimate with somebody else or dating you while dating other people. So you got to kind of look at it that way. You know, it's not so black and white is my point. But unfortunately, one of the aspects of a breakup is seeing your ex on dating sites and having hookups with other people. And it's very painful. I get it. I've been there. I know how bad that hurts. And I know it could be a deal breaker for you. And today I have an email coaching where it seems like that's going on. We're going to talk about this email. What's happened here? Did she just break up to date other people? Or did she decide to date other people after the relationship wasn't working? That kind of factors in too. Like, obviously, if somebody leaves you for somebody else, that feels a lot worse than they left the relationship because they were unhappy and then they decided to try and start again with somebody else. But this email is from a guy in his early 20s and a woman that is in her early 20s as well. Now, they had been together for about 4 years, okay? So they were dating a long time. And just before the breakup, about 3 months before the breakup, they had moved in together. He had moved into her house, okay? He goes on to say that I have a narcissistic mother who has been trying desperately to separate me from my ex from the beginning. Okay, so you can imagine that his narcissistic mother was probably causing a lot of challenges in their relationship. My ex has been telling me for the past year to propose to her. And I had finally planned to do it on Christmas of this year. Okay, so this is a big issue, okay? She may have been telling him to propose, but she's only in her very early 20s here. This is a lifetime commitment, okay? She may have had this fantasy and idea of, oh, we're finally going to get engaged, but then maybe she sensed he was going to do it and it scared her. That's a big, big decision. Right before she broke up with me, my mother showed up at her house. She would try to get me to move back in with her. I asked my ex what would happen if I moved out of her house and found my own apartment, and she broke up with me after she finished her classes for the day. Okay, so I suspect that your mom had been causing enough havoc in this relationship that when you were even considering your mom's suggestion of moving out, I know mom wanted you to move back with her, but leaving your girlfriend, I think that really frustrated her and probably made her mad, right? So, because you brought up this idea of, oh, well, what would you do? How would you feel if I moved out? Your ex was probably like, you know what? I've had enough. Your mom had been driving everybody crazy long enough. But it seems like there's a lot going on here, right? There's even more. We also had to euthanize our dog after she bit someone. And on top of that, it was right around the anniversary of her father's death 2 years prior. So we had a lot going on here. All of these things together are adding up and just causing enough where maybe she's like, I just can't do this anymore. We've got mom, we've got the dog having to get euthanized, we've got maybe an anniversary reaction of dad dying. You had just moved in the house. You're already talking about moving out. A lot's going on here. She told me that she couldn't deal with my mother anymore, and she mentioned that she had other reasons but didn't want to hurt me. When I read that second part, she had other reasons but didn't want to hurt him, it tells me she's thinking, I'm young, and I kind of want to see what it's like to date other people. You're about to move in with me. This is a major commitment. This is too much. All of these things. I feel like she's just thinking, I don't want to hurt this guy, but at the same time, I kind of would like to explore other options. She offered to let me stay at her house so I did not have to move back with my parents. I couldn't stay. I was trying to talk to her. A few days after the breakup, one of my cousins found out my ex was on a dating site looking for hookups. Wow. A few days after the breakup. I mean, you had barely moved out of the house. And she's already looking to hook up with other people. That's going to hurt really bad. I mean, you go from moving in with her, thinking about or planning on proposing, to her breaking up with you all of a sudden and now wanting to be intimate with other people right away. You know, I think part of that is that she's really young and she probably hasn't even dated anybody else because you guys started dating in your teens. And I think she's kind of wanting to explore that, but it's not going to make it any less painful. All right. I was devastated and upset. A few days after that, she started staying out most nights. All night, most nights. I see this a lot. We have a young woman here who is really single for the first time in her adult life, and she wants to feel free and kind of party, go out, and see what that's like. Ultimately, I knew what she was doing. We had shared Google accounts. I asked her about it the next day, and she became extremely defensive. Yeah, I could see why. I left her alone after that, knowing that she didn't owe me the truth or an explanation. I ended up signing her out of my Google account, but found out she had signed into my Instagram account and was reading my messages. Well, it seems like she knew what she was up to, so she wanted to see if you were up to the same things. And, you know, it's not right, obviously. She's the one that wanted to end this relationship, and now she's going through your Instagram messages. Certainly not fair. I went no contact about 2 weeks after the breakup, and she has reached out to me for help with the computer I gave her, which I helped her with. I am almost finished with the first workbook, and I'm in the process of watching every single one of your videos. I have started practicing mindfulness daily, and I'm going to the gym 6 days a week. Well, you're really motivated, and that's fantastic. That's great. You're using this breakup to try and, you know, kind of prioritize things differently, and you're taking care of yourself, so that's great. I have seen both of our shortcomings in our relationship, and I have definitely started to work on them and even apply the lessons I have learned to friendships, which are going well again. What do I do if she wants to try this relationship again? I don't feel too terrible about the breakup anymore, but I feel like I love her and would like to spend my life with her if possible. I'm already trying to date, but I'm not sure any relationship would last at this point. Not likely. I mean, you're in your very early 20s. You've been dating her for, what, 3 or 4 years at this point? You shouldn't be thinking about a commitment at this point. You should be going out, spending time with a lot of new people, having fun, bettering yourself, and if she comes back around again, you have a much more well-rounded understanding of mental health and attachment, how to be a good partner, and how to have a healthy relationship with her again. If you want to start another relationship with her again, I would go into it knowing that you guys are in your really early 20s. And, you know, a big part of becoming an adult is spending time dating different people, figuring out who you are. And so I wouldn't put a lot of pressure on this. I would want her to be the one that's really wanting to be back together again and let her show some understanding of why the relationship didn't work and taking responsibility for it as well, not just blaming you. But I'd also want her to kind of be a little bit more open about what was bothering her and maybe be a little bit more likely to tell you about those things that were or would hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? Like, it's better to kind of try and start when you can be a little bit honest with each other and she can tell you maybe some things that were bothering her that she didn't tell you before. And I would try and get her to see, like, look, if we're going to do this again, let's do better at communicating and having those uncomfortable conversations in order to have a better connection where we're more on the same page. And then you could do something better to fix it. So don't rush it. I know you're anxious and you miss her, but you really want her to take a step back and do some of the work that you're doing and consider the reasons and the that you broke up and the mistakes that she made in the relationship and do a little growing. Both of you need to take some time to do a little growing and having some insight into what went wrong here and how you can do it right again if you're going to do it again. Because there's no point in rushing into something if you're just going to wind up breaking up again. So you had a lot of issues while you broke up here, okay? And I think it all was kind of compounding. I don't necessarily see one major issue over the others. There were so many all around the same time. But it could have been the idea of you proposing, moving the relationship to the next level, and her seeing all of the problems, like with your mom and things like that, and her just thinking, okay, I love you enough kind of where we're at, but I don't see myself marrying you with all the issues that we've got right now. So that's how I see the situation. And of course, I can help you guys with your own situation. Just get a coaching with me on my website, askcraig.net. Sign up for the coaching option that works best for you. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Of course, the knowledge workbooks will help you tremendously with personal growth. And the creative healing course is absolutely amazing. You could take a look at the content that's inside it. You can preview it on the website. Just look at the creative healing course and you can see how much is in each section. We really poured our heart into that thing. And of course, Coach Margaret is here for coaching as well. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth, and I will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.